Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 3. Those of you can stand. You can stand to honor the words of God. Habakkuk chapter 3. Yeah, it's on the board. Habakkuk chapter 3. And we read, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the still. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the glory of my salvation. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God. Somebody pray. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. We just speak, O God, along not our lips, O God. Lord, speak to us all today, Lord. And give us peace and give us joy. We thank you, Lord. Call your people the blood of Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemies, O God, to disrupt the service in the name of Jesus. And give us the victory today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may have your seat. Amen. So today we want to speak to us all on the team. Hallelujah. Anyhow, hallelujah, anyhow, hallelujah. There's a song continue to ring in my soul. Amen. I tried to conscious by a kid singing in my heart, so let me sing it out. Amen. We are standing on holy ground. Velvet angel all around. Let us praise him, Jesus Christ. We are standing in his presence and holy ground. I say we are standing on holy ground. Velvet angels all around. Let us praise him, Jesus Christ. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyhow, give the Lord a hand of praise for that. The name Habakkuk means to wrestle. Or embrace. Habakkuk represents many of us this morning who love God, but we have some doubts. We trust God, but it gets hard sometimes. We believe his word, but the situation seems otherwise. Are you with me, somebody? We know that he is able, but we cannot always find him. Hallelujah. We know he lives. But situations sometimes cry on us
And we look like God is not paying attention. Hallelujah. The book of Habakkuk is competition of the prophets. Laments. Not an accusation against Israel. It is seen or a message to the people on God's behalf, like some of the other prophetic book. Instead, Habakkuk questioned God's goodness because he sees so much injustice, evil, tragedies in the land today. He also concerned because of the plan to send an evil nation, Babylon, an intensely evil nation to judge Israel. What we're trying to say is, Israel has sinned against God. And God had decided to punish Israel, but sent a nation that 10 times wicked than Israel to punish Israel. And that nation is Babylon. Hallelujah, somebody. So Habakkuk was thinking, so why would God would not send another nation that is righteous, but have to send a nation that 10 times wicked than us? Sometimes God uses your enemies to straighten you up, to put you back on the rightful path. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Why are the good people sometimes struggle, and people who do not even go to church never have a headache? Why it is that people who try to give God their best never seem to get the upper hand? Amen. And people who do not mean any good are always riding high. Amen. So you wonder why it said that the children of God always struggling and getting sick and getting into trouble. And then those who do not call the name of the Lord, they are prospering. They do not go to the hospital. Hallelujah. They got everything they need, but you and myself, we got to keep begging God for the breakthrough. Hallelujah. So Habakkuk was thinking, he said, I'm trying to question God's goodness. I'm trying to understand the loving hand of God. I'm serving God. I'm doing the right thing, but I still got some issues in my life. But those who do not go to church, it is well with them. Hallelujah. Do you understand me, somebody? Hallelujah. But I come to tell you today, no matter what my circumstance is, no matter what the situation you are in, no matter how the dread or the desire of your starter, I come to tell you, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but God got a word for you. You are in a situation and you are confused. The Lord is telling you today, if you were there shouting hallelujah anyhow, he will change the situation around. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, Satayaba. Hallelujah anyhow. Although, Habakkuk said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, But hallelujah, anyhow. Neither shall there be fruit in the vineyard or in the vine. But hallelujah, anyhow. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. Hallelujah, anyhow. Am I talking to somebody? The floor shall be cut down, oh, from the fall, for there shall be no herd in the still. For hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. What John Habakkuk is saying, whether I got food on my table or not, is hallelujah, anyhow. Whether I got a job or not, is hallelujah, anyhow. Whether I can pay my rent or not, is hallelujah, anyhow. I'm talking to somebody. It's hallelujah, anyhow. Whether I get headache in my body, it's right to me. I will shout it, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah, anyhow. Verses 18 says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And that Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8, make us to know today, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let the moderation be known unto all men. Let the law is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. I come to tell you today, church, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father the brethren, whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things that are good report, if there be virtue, and now listen to this, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. If there be any praise, hallelujah, anyhow. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise just one more time. But I love the first verse. They say, oh, hallelujah, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Amen. Sister Christine, sometimes we sin against God and not know that we sin. Amen. Because when God gave a command, if you do not implement it, it's disobedient. Amen. He said he knows that the day will be tough. He knows that there will be some hardship, some attack in the day. But he said, but this is the day that I have made. You have to rejoice and be glad in it. If I get a ticket from the police, I have to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. If somebody shot me out of the way to get to the grocery store, I don't have to talk back to them. I have to rejoice and be glad in it. If somebody take my parking spot while we're trying to park, I don't have to get mine. I have to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, somebody, come on, man. I know you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You go to the hospital and the doctor give you a result that is not in your favor. All you gotta do, shout it hallelujah. Anyhow, glory be to God. Oh, life is not easy, but you gotta learn to rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I can make a song out of that. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Glory to God in the highest. Now listen to me. Hallelujah. In Hebrews, it is a compound word from hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. So, now listen to me. Amen. Hallelujah is a Hebrew word, and it is a compound word for hallelujah. Amen. Meaning to praise joyously. Hallelujah. Meaning to praise joyously. And Yah, who is Yahweh or Yah, W-A-H, Yah, Yah, Y-A-H, it is shortened form of the unspoken name of God. So, hallelujah is an active imperative, an instruction to the listener or congregation to sing tribute to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means you are listening, and it means that you are being instructed to shout hallelujah. Because this is a praise that you have to do joyously. God knows you got some problem, you got some issues going on, but you have to rejoice in the Lord always. Amen, somebody. Glory be to God. Now in Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Romans 8:28. It said, and we know. When you see the word, and we know, it means that we are not ignorant. We know the devil got tactics. We know there will be trials and temptations. We know there will be valley and there will be a hills. We know we're not ignorant that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the call, according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Those that are called according to his purpose. We have trials, we have temptation, you have tribulation, but whatsoever left trials are you, let the shout hallelujah anyhow. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let the shout it, hallelujah anyhow. And the reason why the devil continue to attack you is because you got a purpose. You got something that you're carrying that God has blessed you with. And the devil is envious of you. So he will throw in attacks. He will throw in a lot of things to confuse you, to make you to go astray. But if you hold on to God and begin to shout hallelujah anyhow, victory shall be yours. Hallelujah. It is working for your good. You may not understand it. When you have that job and they fire you from your job, I say we're working for your good. Hallelujah. You may not understand why you are being ill-treated the way you are treated. Oh, people look down on you and walk on you. You are no, you don't like it, but it was working for your good. Hallelujah. Your mama hates you. So what? Your boss does not want to see you. So what? Your husband don't want to talk to you. So what? Your children are torn in your flesh. So what? The nation is against you. So what? Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. I will not let my trouble get me down. Whatsoever province left me bring, I will shout it. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I got no excuse. No, that I will not praise my God. Every situation I found myself in, I left to shout it. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Anyhow, you gotta learn to be content. You gotta learn to praise God in every situation you find yourself in. Glory be to God. It is working for your own good. When you learn to praise God, to give God the glory, you will not murmur. You will not complain. Amen. In Numbers chapter 14, verses 2, the Bible said that the children of Israel, they murmur, they complain against Moses and Aaron. And Moses got so angry, and God said, wait a minute, Moses. They are not murmuring against you, but they are murmuring against me. Hallelujah. God said then, manna from above, they complain. Hallelujah. The first of all, God delivered them from Egypt. And they came to the Red Sea, they begin to complain. God opened the Red Sea. This part true. Oh, they were celebrating. And later on, they begin to complain. No food. God sent man and above while eating and enjoying the ancient food. They begin to complain. Huh? Somebody. God said, okay, you need meat? I will send that quail. He sent it down while they were eating it. They begin to complain. And some of us would love to complain. It's time to stop complaining. You need to appreciate God for every little thing that he has blessed you with. Naked you came out of your mother's wounds, and naked you will return. You brought nothing yet. All that you have today, it comes from the Lord. The clothes on your back come from God. The roof on your head come from the Lord. The food on your table come from God. The shoes on your feet come from God. The money you got in your bank, it comes from God. Everything that you have today, it comes from the Lord. You need to be grateful to God. You need to be thankful to God. And then shout it, hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Any hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Amen. No matter what life may bring, no matter what the devil may say, no matter what, oh, your enemy is plenty, you need to shout it, hallelujah. Anyhow, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Because the more you complain, you give the enemy the victory. Hallelujah. And because they complain and complain and complain, God sent down serpents to bite them. And they begin to die. And they say, Moses, call on God to save us. And God took the serpent and make a raising snake and put it in the midst and told them, if you only look at this raising snake, you will be saved. When I read that, God gave me a message for you. Hallelujah. In life, you need to stand and facing your problem. Don't run from it. Hallelujah. Because every challenge that is a challenger. You need to stand before and look at your problem. And don't tell God about your problems. But tell your problem about the God you serve. Hallelujah. I serve a mighty big God. Problem, get out of the way. I'm serving a living God. Hallelujah. When the children of Israel came to Jericho, there was no way to enter to possess the possession because the wall was so thick. Oh, the pillar was fortified. It was, the defense was so heavy. They could not make it through. They met the men of God and said, the battle is not yours, But mine, this battle, you don't have to use your physical weapon. This battle is a weapon that you gotta use. Special weapon. It's the weapon of praise. Hallelujah. And he gave that instruction. All you gotta do, march around. March around. Hallelujah. March around. On the seventh day, march seven times. Hallelujah. And then at the end, you got a shot. And I can hear the voices this morning. They were not complaining. They were shouting. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. And hallelujah. Anyhow, the fin is thick. The wall is thick. Jericho wall is high and so high and so fortified. But hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm talking to somebody. Do you have a wall of Jericho that you cannot get to your promised land? Do you have the wall of Jericho that you cannot have the victory? You need to shout it. Hallelujah. Anyhow, glory be to God as the contender shot. Hallelujah. Anyhow, the wall came trimming down. The wall came trimming down. If you were shot this morning, hallelujah. Anyhow, your wall, your obstacle, that barrier. Oh, I'm talking about the enemy. We come trimming down today in the name of Jesus. If you can shout it, hallelujah. Anyhow. Oh, I got trouble in my home. But hallelujah. Anyhow, talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. I got sickness in my body. But hallelujah. Anyhow, you need to tell the doctor when he gave you the report, look in his face. I know that the result is not in my favor. But hallelujah. Anyhow, glory be to God. You may sound crazy, but when God see you in the public places, giving him the glory, blessing will come down, breakthrough will come down, victory will come down, and healing will come down. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow, thank you, Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, verses 35, oh, Paul asked a question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. What is separating you from your hallelujah praise? I'm talking to somebody. What shall separate us? Oh, fall from Christ. I see this question today because God is speaking to you. There is something that is separating you from the love of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Is there tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or soul? But I want to let you to know that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. The more it gets tough, it's hallelujah. Anyhow, the more it gets deeper, it's hallelujah. Anyhow, dark cloud may rouse, stormy winds may blow, out of the world, wherever that I may go, I find a Savior, he is sweet I know. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm talking to somebody. I was lost, but now I've been found. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I was blind, but now I can see. Hallelujah. Anyhow, nothing as to look at nothing to separate me from the love of Christ. Don't let those situations, don't let those circumstances separate you from the love of Christ. We are in the end time. There will be no peace right now. Nothing gonna be stable right now. There will be turmoil all over the world. But you know what? Hallelujah. Anyhow, glory be to God. Glory be to God. What shall separate you from the love of Christ? 2 Corinthians 4:9 says, today, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm talking to somebody. You have been persecuted already. Oh, hallelujah. Let the continue to shout. Hallelujah. Anyhow, glory be to God. I want to close this message, but I want to close with a story. Before I close this message, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thank God for his strength, because I worked last night. I'm so sleepy and tired. But hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm so sleepy. I cannot see my own note too clear. But hallelujah. Anyhow, if I'm falling asleep, oh, somebody got to pick me up. Sister Christy got to help me and preach this message. Hallelujah. Anyhow, glory be to God. I got a little story for you. It was John. John joined the church. And John was an apostolic man. Talking Holy Ghost filled. John got displaced because of the war. He went in another city. And in that city, there was a church that don't believe in the Holy Ghost. That don't believe in singing and shouting. That don't believe in rejoicing. They sing the cool song. And they preach the cool message. So John went to that church. And he sat in the middle of the congregation. And the pastor was preaching. And he was talking about the goodness of John. And John leap up on his feet, a very quiet church, and he shouted, hallelujah! Anyhow. And the whole congregation turned around and they look at him and they said, is he crazy? John said, no, I'm not crazy. God has been so good to me. I cannot keep it quiet. You are talking about the goodness of God. And I got a Holy Ghost in me. I'm a displaced in your city. But thank God I'm not misplaced. So I got to shout it. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Glory be to God. And every Sunday, John would do the same. And when the pastor called him one day into the office and said, John, come into the office. I want to tell you something. You are displaced. You don't have no good shoes. You don't have no food. You don't have no good clothes. Because the war has made you displaced. We will give you everything. We're getting a guest today. And that guest is a dignitary. You know the guy, he's a bishop. Do not shout hallelujah. Do not disturb the service. Please, John. John said, okay, sir. I will not disturb your service. And then they went to Sunday. They went to church that Sunday. John sat out quietly. And the guest preacher began to preach about the Holy Ghost. And when he was preaching about the Holy Ghost, John wanted to get up. And the pastor said, and John said, okay, I will hold my peace. And John could not sit all the way in the seat. He had seat. He came to the edge. And the pastor looked at him. He said, okay. And then John started shaking his feet.
The men were preaching about the Holy Ghost. He was talking about the rapture. And John began to shake in his body. And the pastor and the deacon on the platform look at John and say, John said, the pastor said, Jesus is coming back again. John said, yes. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, pastor, you don't know what I know. Shoes or no shoes. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Close or no close. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Fool or no fool. Hallelujah. Anyhow. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know what the Lord took me from. You don't know how the Lord brought me through. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Am I talking to somebody? I want to close on this. Psalm 34 verse 1. Down. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. David. This is the Psalm of David. Hallelujah. When he changed his behavior before Amtalans, who drove him away and he departed. Yeah, hallelujah. David played the madman. They said, this is the guy that killed Goliath. And they brought him to the king. And David began to put spit out of his mouth. He began to act crazy. And the king looked at him and said, this is the man that will kill Goliath. Send him away. Hallelujah. You got David were alone. They're going to kill him. So he used wisdom. Amen. It's good for the children of God to use what? Wisdom. Hallelujah. So David, when he escaped, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I'm talking to somebody in the time of trouble. Call on the name of the Lord. He will hear thee and show you great and mighty thing. God will show you great and mighty thing. Learn to sing it. Learn to shout it. Hallelujah. Anyhow, in the morning, it's hallelujah. Anyhow, your rent is due. Hallelujah. Anyhow, if somebody will stand with me, we're going to shout it together. And I know when you shout it today, God going to make a turnaround in your life this hour. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You have been divorced. You are facing divorce. You have been seeking for job. You have been, oh, broke. You have been homeless. You know your situation that you find yourself in this morning. But if you were shouting, hallelujah, anyhow, I see doors opening for you. I see your story changing around. I see your wall of Jericho coming down. I see your Goliath coming down. I see your Red Sea opening. I see you crossing Jordan River. I see you with a victory. Oh, hallelujah. Anyhow, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Clap your hands. Give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's the highest praise, it's the highest praise, it's the highest praise, it's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm going to never let my trouble get me down. I won't let my situation get me down. I will not allow the enemies to get me down. Whatever problem
that left may bring. I will shout it. Hallelujah. 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 Anyhow. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. I'm closing now. I'm closing now. Help me to preach. I'm closing now. Jesus, born in Nazareth, born by the virgin called Mary. One day on the cross of Calvary, he died to save my soul. And that Friday, he was buried in the tomb. On the second day, there was no answer. But one bright early Sunday morning, he rose from the grave. And when he came from the grave, there were rejoicing in the camp. Now I know what it means to shout it, hallelujah. Anyhow, because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Because he lived, all fear is gone. Because he lived, I got the victory. Because he lived, I'm the head and not the tail. Because he lived, I am above and above only shall I be. If you believe that God has done it for you and God has turned it around for you, why don't you testify with the hallelujah praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and shout it, hallelujah. Anyhow, anyhow, anyhow. Shout it, hallelujah. Anyhow. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray right now. Begin to talk to the Lord right now. Begin to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray a little more. Where you are right now, begin to pray. Think on our problem and give God a praise. Oh, begin to meditate on the Lord and give him a praise right now. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, my Lord, I will not complain. I will not criticize anybody. I will not give up. I will not quit. I will just continue to shout it. Hallelujah. Anyhow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Pray a little more. Pray a little more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just pray a little more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh.
May that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to shall mount with wings
praise and lift for your voice. Hallelujah.
Strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Hallelujah. I don't know how to end this message, but all I can say, hallelujah, anyhow. Do away with anger. Forget about the past. Only God knows your tomorrow. And learn to rejoice in the Lord always. But learn to shout in your hard times. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Give the Lord another praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Thank God for every one of you. Thank God for my wife. You are helping me to preach. She wrote, she said, hallelujah. It's anyhow. How? Ha ha ha. Someone say ha 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 ha. So that any ha 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 ha. That's what she wrote. She said, baby, say any ha ha ha. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Wicky will be here maybe next Sunday, but you'll be like a popcorn, okay? You never seen Pastor Wicky be a popcorn before. Come Sunday, you'll see it. Popcorn. Amen. Any announcement, sister? God bless you. Hallelujah. And then, ha, 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 ha. God bless you.